Today is the 13th day of November. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's wonderful to be here with you today as we launch ourselves into a new work week. So let's dive in. We're reading from the Common English Bible this week, Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1 through 28, verse 26. The Lord's word came to me. You, human one, sing a lament for Tyre. Say this about Tyre, who sits enthroned at the entrance to the sea, the people's agent for trade throughout the coastlands. The Lord God proclaims, Tyre, you say, I'm perfectly beautiful, but your territory is in the depths of the sea, and it's your builders who made you beautiful. For you they made your deck of cypress from Sinir. To make your mast they took cedar from Lebanon. For your oars they used the oaks of Bashan. They made your hull inlaid with ivory, of boxwood from the coasts of Cyprus. Fine embroidered linen from Egypt was your sail. It became your emblem. Your awning was made of blue and purple cloth from the coasts of Elisha. The princes of Sidon and Arvad were your oarsmen. Your own wise men were in you as your helmsmen. The elders and wise men of Gebal were in you, patching up your leaks. Every seagoing ship and its sailors came to do my business with you. Paras, Lud, and Put were the warriors in your army. By hanging their shields and helmets on you, they made you radiant. The men of Arvad and Helek were stationed on your walls all around. The men of Gamad were in your towers. They hung their weapons on your walls all around. They were the ones who completed your beauty. Tarshish was your procurer of great wealth. For your wares, they exchanged silver, iron, tin, and lead. Javan, Tubal, and Meshech were your agents in human trafficking. They gave you bronze vessels for these wares of yours. Beth Togorma traded horses, war horses, and mules for your wares. Islanders from Rhodes were your agents. By contract, they procured ebony and ivory for you from many coastlands. Aram was your agent for many products. They traded turquoise, purple cloth, colorful brocades, linen, coral, and rubies for your wares. Judah and the land of Israel were your agents, trading the finest wheat, millet, honey, oil, and balm for your wares. For many of your finished products, Damascus traded out of its great wealth the wine of Helbon and white wool. Vidan and Javan from the region of Uzal traded with you. They exchanged wrought iron, cinnamon, and spices for your wares. Dedan was your agent for saddle blankets. Arabia and all the princes of Kedar traded for you. They procured lambs, rams, and goats for you. They were your agents in Sheba and Ramah. For your wares, they exchanged the finest spices, every kind of precious stone and gold. Haran and Canaan and Eden were your agents, and also Assyria and Kilmad. They procured fine furnished goods for you, garments of purple and brocade, and plush carpets rolled up and securely tied with ropes among your acquisitions. The ships of Tarshish carried your goods. You were filled to capacity and heavily laden in the middle of the sea. Your oarsmen brought you out onto the high seas. An east wind sank you into the sea's depths. Your goods, your wares, your wealth, your sailors, your helmsmen, those patching your leaks, your merchants, all your warriors in you, and all the company that is with you, they also sank into the sea's depth on the day of your demise. At your helmsman's cry for help, the troubled waters seethe. Those entrusted with the oars desert their posts. All sailors and helmsmen seek footing on the shore. Loudly they cry, bitterly they wail, and they put dust on their heads and cover themselves with ashes. They cut off all their hair and put on mourning clothes. In despair, they weep for you and bitterly perform the mourning rites. In their lamentation, they raise a lament for you. They sing lamentations over you. Who was like Tyre, silenced in the middle of the sea? When your wares came out from the seas, you satisfied many people. Your abundant wealth and merchandise enriched the kings of the earth. Now you are shattered by the seas. Your cargoes, as well as everyone in your company, are sunk into the water's depths. Now the inhabitants of the coastlands shudder on account of you. And as for their kings, their hair stands on end. Their faces betray their horror. The merchants for the peoples hiss because of you. You have become a terror. From now on, you are nothing. The Lord's word came to me. Human one, say to the prince of Tyre, the Lord God proclaims, in your arrogance you say, I am God, and as God I rule the seas. Though you claim to have the mind of a god, you are a mortal, not divine. You are certainly wiser than Daniel. No secrets are hidden from you. By your wisdom and discernment, you made yourself rich, and you filled your storehouses with silver and gold. Through your shrewd trading, you multiplied your riches, but then you became proud of your riches. So now the Lord God proclaims, because you claim to have the mind of a god, I'll bring foreigners, the most ruthless nations, against you. They will let loose their swords against your fine wisdom, and they will degrade your splendor. They will hurl you to destruction, and you will die, murdered on the high seas. When you face your murderers, will you still say, I'm God? In your killer's hands, you are mortal, not divine. You will die as the uncircumcised do at the hands of foreigners. I have spoken. This is what the Lord God has said. The Lord's word came to me. Human one, sing a lament for the king of Tyre. Say to him, the Lord God proclaims, you were full of wisdom and beauty, the image of perfection. You were in Eden, God's garden. You were covered with gold and every precious stone, carnelian, topaz and moonstone, beryl, onyx and jasper, lapis lazuli, turquoise and emerald. On the day that you were created, finely crafted pendants and engravings were prepared. You, a winged creature, were installed as a guardian. I placed you in God's holy mountain, where you walked among the stones of fire. From the day you were created until injustice was found in you, your ways were assured. But because of your trade, your oppressive business practices piled up, and you became impure. So I expelled you from God's mountain. I removed you, winged creature, guardian, from among the stones of fire. You exalted yourself because of your beauty, and corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I will cast you down to the earth in the sight of kings, and I will make a spectacle of you. Because of your corrupt trade, which surpassed your many other sins, you made your sanctuaries impure. Therefore, I will bring fire from your midst. When it has consumed you, I will turn you into dust on the earth in the sight of all who see you. Everyone among the peoples who knows you will be appalled because of you. You will become a terror. From that time on, you will be nothing. The Lord's word came to me. Human one, face Sidon. Prophesy against it and say, the Lord God proclaims, I'm against you, Sidon, and I will manifest my glory in you. When I've executed judgment against it and through it have manifested my holiness, they will know that I am the Lord. I will hurl plague against it, and blood will run in its streets. When the sword comes against it from all sides, the slain will fall within it. Then they will know that I am the Lord. The house of Israel will no longer suffer from the pricking thorn or painful briar of any of its neighbors who hold it in contempt. And they will know that I am the Lord God. The Lord God proclaims, when I gather the house of Israel from the peoples among whom they've scattered, and I demonstrate my holiness through them in the sight of the nations, they will live on their fertile land, which I gave to my servant Jacob. They will live on it in safety. They will build houses, plant vineyards, and live in safety. When I execute judgments against all who hold them in contempt on every side, they will know that I, the Lord, am their God. Hebrews 11:17-31. By faith, Abraham offered Isaac when he was tested. The one who received the promises was offering his only son. He had been told concerning him, "Your legitimate descendants will come from Isaac." He figured that God could even raise him from the dead, so in a way he did receive him back from the dead. By faith, Isaac also blessed Jacob and Esau concerning their future. By faith, Jacob blessed each of Joseph's sons as he was dying and bowed in worship over the head of his staff. By faith, Joseph recalled the exodus of the Israelites at the end of his life and gave instructions about burying his bones. By faith, Moses was hidden by his parents for 3 months when he was born, because they saw that the child was beautiful and they weren't afraid of the king's orders. By faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter when he was grown up. He chose to be mistreated with God's people instead of having the temporary pleasures of sin. He thought that the abuses he suffered for Christ were more valuable than the treasures of Egypt, since he was looking forward to the reward. By faith, he left Egypt without being afraid of the king's anger. He kept on going as if he could see what is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, in order that the destroyer could not touch their firstborn children. By faith, they crossed the Red Sea as if they were on dry land, but when the Egyptians tried it, they were drowned. By faith, Jericho's walls fell after the people marched around them for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute wasn't killed with the disobedient because she welcomed the spies in peace. Psalm 111. praise the Lord. I thank the Lord with all my heart in the company of those who do right in the congregation. The works of the Lord are magnificent. They are treasured by all who desire them. God's deeds are majestic and glorious. God's righteousness stands forever. God is famous for his wondrous works. The Lord is full of mercy and compassion. God gives food to those who honor him. God remembers his covenant forever. God proclaimed his powerful deeds to his people and gave them what had belonged to other nations. God's handiwork is honesty and justice. All God's rules are trustworthy. They are established always and forever. They are fulfilled with truth and right doing. God sent redemption for his people. God commanded that his covenant last forever. Holy and awesome is God's name. Fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Sure knowledge is for all who keep God's laws. God's praise lasts forever. Proverbs 27, 15 and 16. The constant dripping on a rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. Anyone who can control her can control the wind or pick up oil in his hand. All right, so yesterday in the book of Hebrews, we started walking down what is known as the Hall of Faith. And it kind of turns the corner in the book of Hebrews. Previously, as we've already talked at length about, we were examining the sacrificial system and its completion in Jesus and the implications of a new covenant, a new thing God is doing. And then we turn the corner toward what activates, what fuels that new covenant, which is faith. And so we've been working through examples of people's faith in what they couldn't see, but they believed to be true and hoped in. And so in today's reading, we read about Abraham's faith and Isaac's faith and Jacob's faith and Joseph's faith and Moses' faith and the faith of the Hebrew people when they crossed the Red Sea on dry land and the faith of the people when Jericho's walls fell and the faith of Rahab, who was in Jericho but was spared. And the writer of Hebrews is saying all of these people demonstrated faith in something that they hoped for but could not see. And it became a reality. And it in fact became the Hebrew story. So once again, Hebrews is written to Hebrews. So that is the context. And that is the cultural backdrop. So we can see, you know, all the names like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all these names that we just read through that were examples of faith as heroes from the Bible. Like that's how we would see them in this time. But for the Hebrew people reading this letter, it's their story being told back to them, showing them that faith is beyond a sacrificial system or a Mosaic law. And it's going to be faith that they have to leap into, a leap of faith to move into this new covenant, this new thing that God is doing in the world through his son, Jesus, and how this new thing rearranges and changes things for them. And so tomorrow when we get into the book of Hebrews, we'll be moving out of these examples, this hallway of faith that some people call it. We'll be moving out of these examples and into what this means. And so, Father, we have asked for you to come and well up within us and increase our faith because we know it's impossible to please you without faith. And we know without faith, our hope cannot grow and we can't reach for what we can't see. So come, Holy Spirit, increase our faith. And we know, we understand, we have to collaborate in that. We have to turn our heart toward you and run toward you in every decision, in every word, in every thought of our lives. But we can't do that on our own. We've tried. We need your help. Come, Holy Spirit, we turn and run toward you, knowing that you will meet us. You will guide us. You will lead us into all truth. And we put our hope in that. We pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is the website. It's home base. It's where you find out what's going on around here. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at DailyAudioBible.com. There is a link. It's on the homepage. And we thank you humbly for your partnership. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to dial. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
This is Hands to Heaven. I want to thank everyone for praying on what would have been my late son's 40th birthday. It was rough, but God was as faithful as he always is. And I appreciate your prayers. I also wanted to come on and say a word of encouragement to those of you who pray what I'm going to call in the background. The other day, a coworker and I were watching a Christmas YouTube video that was playing music but had what we thought was a stationary scene. And as we played it and we were working, we noticed that the scene was moving slightly, and in the background there were several details that turned what would have been a nice picture into a beautiful one. So I wanted to say a word of encouragement to you who pray in the background. Sometimes you call in and say that you've been praying in the background or praying in behind the scenes, so to speak. And I do too, most of the time. And I wanted to encourage you that those prayers that you pray in the background may be the difference between someone's life picture being a mess and being a masterpiece. And I just wanted to share that. And I hope you are encouraged, and I hope you continue to pray in the background or in the foreground. It's not where we are that matters. It's what we do. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hi, everybody. My name's Corey, and I'm in Colorado. I'm 47 and a single mom of three kids, ages 26, 14, and 11. And in April of this past year, I was diagnosed with ALS and given a 2 to 5 year prognosis is the kind of standard prognosis for ALS. However, I am praying that this disease will move through my body much slower and that I can live much longer so that I can raise my kids and be with them and support them and love them. And, you know, above all of this diagnosis and disease and my age and the fact that I'm a single mom, more importantly, I'm a child of God. And God is Jehovah Rapha. And he can heal and if it's in his will. And I am good with, you know, I know where I'm going. And so I just pray that my faith will remain strong no matter what happens. And that I know that he will provide for my children if I'm not here. But I would really like to be here for my children. And so I just ask that you would lift me up in prayer. I appreciate you so much, and I am happy to be a part of the Audio Bible community. Eventually, I won't be able to scroll and turn pages of my Bible, so this is just perfect. God bless you all.
DAV family, this is Karen in Florida. Wanted to call in prayer for Mitchell and Kathy and Brian. Brian had called in asking for prayer for his son Mitchell, who's struggling with addiction and the resulting mental illness. Lord, we just want to pray for Mitchell right now, Lord. I just lift him up to you, Lord. You see him, you love him, you know every piece of him. You know how many hairs he has on his head. Father, I'm just asking for a miracle here in his life. I just pray that you completely deliver him from the effects of the drugs and the alcohol in his life. I pray that you'd completely restore his mind unto what you created it to be, Lord God. That this would be a mighty testimony unto you, Lord, and many would come to know the saving grace of Jesus Christ through this mighty healing, Lord God. I just pray for him. I pray for that he would last in the home he will be living in, that he would flourish there, Lord God, that he would be a leader. I pray for that for him. And I pray for his dad and his mom. I pray for you to bring reconciliation there, Lord God. I just ask you to help them both to just be in a new place. Lord, you can do anything. You can meet them exactly where they are, and you can just open up their eyes to see exactly what the enemy is trying to do and bring healing and restoration to their marriage. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning, DAV family. This is Karen in Florida. I just wanted to call in and say a prayer today for Danny about her mom, who's struggling through this cancer and the inability to sleep in her bed, Lord. I just pray, Father God, for Danny's mom. Lord, I just ask for you to relieve this pain in her body. Lord, I just pray that you would give her strength through this time. While all these medications and painkillers are bringing confusion to her mind and her thoughts and possibly feelings of fear and thoughts of fear, Lord, I just pray that you'd fill her with faith, Father, today. I pray she would hear your voice speaking to her. I pray that she would know your presence around her and that she would draw strength, Lord. Your word says that in our weakness, you are strong. And I pray for her today that she would be strong in your spirit today, Lord God. Father, we need you. We're so desperate for you sometimes that we don't even have the words to pray. So I really just ask for you to intervene in this situation, Lord. Give the doctors wisdom. I pray for Danny as well as she watches her mom go through this terrible time in her life. I pray that you'd give her strength and an extra measure of love for her mom right now. Just bring her peace. Lord, bring her peace into her life, Lord, and help her. Father, what would we do without you? We are just desperate for your hope and your truth and your love. In Jesus' name, amen.